Hi, I'm here with Dr. Paul Dalby, having just attended the 4 in 40 event at the Royal Institution in Adelaide, South Australia. Paul, how are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you.
Excellent. Tell me a little bit about the event that we've just been to.
The 4 in 40 event is an opportunity for individuals from the Department of Water, Land and Biodiversity Conservation, which is the water policy organisation in South Australia of state government, and the University of Adelaide to come together and find out what each other are doing. The idea is that the cost of coming along is pretty cheap, doesn't cost you anything to come in, and the whole thing's over in an hour, and in an hour you've managed to listen to four experts talking about what they're doing in their field.
Terrific. And today we had various experts. I do remember Wayne Meyer talking about his Landscape Futures project. Tell us a little bit about that.
So today's event kicks off a year's program, and we had a very eminent panel of speakers. We had Scott Ashby, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Department of Water, Land and Biodiversity Conservation. We had Professor Mike Brooks, who's the DVCR of the University of Adelaide. We had Wayne Meyer, who's the Chair in Natural Resource Sciences. And we had Scott Keyworth, whose job is Manager Research Adoption in CSIRO. And they were all talking about the links between science and policy.
Fantastic. And I noticed there were some rather tasty nibbles afterwards and had some great conversations with people there. Is that something you plan to do at these events in the future?
That is, but that's not really the focus, Mike, although it might have been the thing that stuck out for you. What I got out of today's event, apart from some nice prosciutto, was it's important that there is a separation between a science program and the development of policy, but you do need some people and some processes and some governance structures in place to ensure that you get a conversation happening between the people doing the science and the people doing the policy. And if you do that well, you get better policy and you get better science.
Fantastic. And of course, the point was not about the food, but the opportunity to network with esteemed colleagues afterwards. I was able to continue some great conversations with people like Mike Young from the Environment Institute and others who were there on the day. So there you are, folks. Keep your eyes peeled for future 4 in 40 events, brought to you by the Environment Institute at the University of Adelaide.